Hello, world, and welcome to a series of unfortunate sequels, where we explore the highs
and the lows
of cinema's most enduring franchises. My name is John.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today, we're going to be talking about the lowest-rated movie in the Predator franchise, The Predator.
The Predator.
Not to be confused with Predator.
Yes, or Predators.
Yes.
Or Predator 2. I think that's it, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure someone knows.
I didn't write down when this was from or what its rating was.
It came out in 2018.
Damn,
I remember that.
A recent one. It had a lot of names in it.
Ignore the game that I had open on my phone while I was watching the movie.
How dare you?
Which really goes to show you how I felt about it. It has 5.3 stars on IMDb.
Okay. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie starts out with a space fight.
Oh, we're just jumping on in, huh?
Oh, should we?
No, I like it.
We'll jump on. Okay.
I feel like a weird amount of stuff happened, so. No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't write a lot of it down, but it did happen.
Oh, great. That's true. We could just ignore like 80% of it, to be fair.
So it starts with a space fight. There are these two clearly predator ships chasing each other. One of them rips a hole in space and ends up right at Earth.
Yes.
Where it crash lands, but luckily it is able to escape on a, you know, one of those escape pods, which also crashes,
yeah,
I guess.
There's
a few things here that I'm unclear about.
And none of it really matters that much.
Yes, it... Okay, well, man, that is one thing that I'm very unclear about, though. Because it's a pretty big plot point that there's a lot of shit in this ship that he intended to get to Earth. Maybe he wasn't... Okay, wait, all right, so I'll move forward. I think I've solved it.
Okay.
I think I've put the pieces together.
You figured that out real quick.
Okay. So, meanwhile on Earth, there's a special unit rescuing hostages from a drug cartel. There's a sniper there. We later learn his name is Quinn. He gets a clear shot on the cartel leader and shoots him in the head right as the alien ship comes crashing down to Earth.
Mm-hmm. I it should be noted that right before the guy got shot in the head, I said, is that Nicolas Cage? Because from far away at sniper range, it looked like Nicolas Cage and kind of like Raising Arizona, like that kind of look. And then he got shot and I was like, oh, that probably isn't Nicolas Cage. I think that really set me up for like how much disappointment I was going to feel with this movie is the fact that Nicolas Cage wasn't in it. Because I thought maybe he was and I didn't know.
It would be exactly his type of role to just take a role where he's just in it for half a second through a sniper rifle and then he gets shot in the head.
I don't know about that.
That'd be very 2018 Nicolas Cage.
Would it be? Yeah.
If I know anything about my good old friend Nick.
Especially in 2018. We were tight back then.
Yeah. We've had a slight falling out since then, but I think we'll patch it up. So Quinn clearly freaked out a bit by this spaceship that just crashed into the ground in front of him, decides to explore the spaceship a little bit.
Yeah.
So he finds some stuff there, which he just grabs and puts in a bag.
he also dips his hand in some rave blood, which we know is predator blood.
Yep, there is rave blood there. That's how we know for sure it's a predator ship.
Mm-hmm.
He grabs a glove and a predator mask and a little male ball. And then there's a basically this seems like it was a squad of three. One of them comes through and is like, hey, have you seen our third? At which point Predator pops out and he has already killed the third.
This is so dumb. Like for a lot of reasons, it kind of almost makes the Predators seem like they're just ravenous and they can't help themselves.
Right.
I feel like this movie, just going into it right now, completely undoes a lot of the cool shit that's in the original Predator and what makes it so good and neat and unique.
Yes.
Especially the unique part, I think, is really important. It really takes away all of the uniqueness of Predator. And yeah, and in this case, so we find out later, I don't care. We'll just spoil it now.
Anyway.
Yeah, that this predator is here on purpose to deliver things to humans. So he's not
to save us.
Yes,
he's not on our side.
Yeah, not here to hunt us. So why does he immediately slaughter a person?
Yeah, right out the gate.
Very violently. It was very meaty and cushy looking. And I was eating pasta at the time. I was a little disappointed, which I can handle gore. But pasta, not a good combination with bloody gore. Yeah, I don't know. This whole, so stupid. Anyway, keep going.
So our savior's here, luckily. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's already murdered one of us.
I can be your hero.
Quinn kind of has the glove that he salvaged from the wreck, and it fires a shot which damages the first predator, goes straight through his friend who's kind of strung up on a tree. Mm-hmm. His other friend dies too, and... luckily, though, the predator seems to have been damaged enough that it's no longer hunting Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Remember, it is here to save us.
It is here to save us. Another group shows up, seems kind of like a cleaner group. They're here to pretend like none of this ever happened. Mm. It is headed by who I will always just kind of think of as Vampire from Supernatural.
Yes. Well, it's funny because he's not like a vampire in all of Supernatural. I think you haven't seen all of Supernatural. So like the bit you've seen, he was like a vampire hunter.
I mean, I've seen it from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was a vampire became a vampire and then decided not to off himself.
Yeah. I only vaguely remember that part of Supernatural. But yeah, this guy, he's in it.
He's in it. So... they know what predators are. Clearly news has traveled as to, you know, they're being tracked. Thanks to Arnold Schwarzenegger surviving the first encounter, we now have some intel on...
and whatever happened in the second one that we didn't see.
Whatever happened then.
Oh, I also should say that Predators, that like remake that was done in 2008, 9, 10, something like that, seems to not be a part of this universe, I feel like.
Yes, they did specify some dates. They're like, oh, this is just like those Predators that came in 87 and 97, something like that. So... Adrian Brody Predator, not canon.
When I bring these back to the library, by the way, I am going to rent that one. Nice. And so we can watch it together. Because I think it's more what you were looking for, not this movie. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Hmm. Meanwhile, Quinn has decided he's going to mail all the shit that he stole off the ship to himself, his own P.O. box. Now we flash to a school where a... child with autism is watching a bunch of chess games happen in what seems to be an after-school chess club.
This is Rory. So to kind of establish some things right off the bat.
Yeah.
Rory is autistic, like John said. I had heard a little bit about this, actually, but I totally forgot. So I'd watched a couple commentary videos on Sia's movie, Music. I don't know if you heard about this movie coming out.
I have heard about it, but only through commentary videos. That's the first I'd ever heard of it.
Sia got a lot of backlash because the portrayal of autistic people is really terrible. She did not have an autistic actor playing someone who, you know, it was all very bad. And in a couple of commentary videos, people did bring up the Predator and how bad the autism rep is in it. And it didn't click until I saw this scene. And I was like, oh, that's the movie everyone was talking about. Neither John nor myself are autistic, so we can't really speak like on the rep. But from the autism community, there has been a lot of talk about just how harmful the rep is in this movie. Just very terrible and in... polarizing and not good. So we're gonna go through the movie, but like I said, we can't really speak on it personally, but yeah, just keep that in mind. And if you want any more information about that, I would look for, you know, people who are actually autistic, look for their insight on the representation. But it's a bad it's a bad job.
Not 5 stars.
Not 5 stars. Well, it did get 5 stars, but you were 35 out of 5.
So there are bullies in this school.
Of course.
And they decide to pull the fire alarm. And at that point, all of the kids in the school evacuate, except for Rory, who the the noise irritated him a lot, so he was covering his ears and kind of cowering in the corner. His teacher, I guess, just fucking dips and is just like, fuck this kid. Right. Fire alarm went off. I am outie.
No teacher would leave before all of their children were out, right? I'm pretty sure.
I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, my Christ.
But then the bullies come in and they look like they're going to bully, but then they change their mind and they leave. But not before knocking over all the chessboards because fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Luckily, Roy gets up and immediately puts all the pieces back on the chessboards because he remembers where all of the pieces were.
That stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
That's in so many movies.
Now, I have to keep translating because I referred to Quinn as Army Man.
But there are like 8 Army Men.
I know. I very rarely use real names. Because I usually am not paying attention when they're first introduced. So if they don't refer to them frequently by name throughout the movie, then I'm lost.
Yeah, you should have IMDb open.
Yeah. They didn't refer to Quinn by name, as far as I could tell, until way later in the movie. So yeah. Quinn gets picked up by the other government group, the cleaner group, and questioned. They know that he was around when the ship fell. Basically, they want to make sure that there are no witnesses of this, so they want to have him declared insane by, you know, their army psychiatric person. Mm-hmm. He's on to the ruse. He knows what's happening here. But they arrest him, so he gets thrown into a bus with a bunch of other military criminals who are a motley crew that we all meet, and there are several fairly big names among them.
God, yeah.
We got Keegan Key is in here from, you know, Key and Peele.
And he's delightful in this.
He's just delightful.
It's an unfortunate movie, but he's delightful as always.
Thomas Jane is here. He has Tourette's, which, again, not something I can speak to, but I'm sure was a great representation of Tourette's, too.
I'm sure. Theon Greyjoy.
Theon Greyjoy's in here.
Isn't Theon Greyjoy, no, but I don't remember his name.
I will periodically refer to people as either their name in this movie, their name in other works that I know them better from, or their real name if I don't know them from other works. Olivia Munn will be Olivia Munn throughout my notes. Speaking of which, we meet Olivia Munn now. She's taken to a secret base where the Predator from the first scene is being kept.
Yeah, they captured him. Olivia Munn will be the female in the movie.
She is the female. She is a biologist, and she is here because of a note she sent to the president when she was 6. According to her self-given backstory.
And I thought that part was going to be a joke, but then they kind of made it seem like that was part of the reason. She was like, yeah, you know, I wrote this paper. And then, well, she's like, yeah, I wrote this letter to the president when I was 6. And then I wrote this theory on, like, this paper on string theory. And my brain was like, oh, okay, that's actually why she was called. And then she's like, and then they cross-referenced my paper with notes from children. I have absolutely no fucking idea, but the combination of her intelligence and her desire to meet aliens when she was 6 years old made her the perfect candidate.
That's why she's here.
Keep going.
So in case you're worried about them holding the Predator here, I don't want you to be. They've taken all necessary precautions to make sure that no tragedy breaks out here. So, I mean, the first thing they did was they sedated it with our Earth sedatives.
Well, we don't know what they sedated it with, but yeah, they sedated it.
And that's it.
Well, I think there's a little belt on him.
Oh yeah,
he's holding him down.
He's got a little metal belt.
Mm-hmm. His arms and shoulders and face and legs—they're all free.
They're all free.
But he's sedated.
But he's sedated, so we should be good. I'm not expecting anything bad to happen here, so we're fine.
Now we kind of talked a little bit. The first scene, Quinn dips his hand in blood, just. Again, you see a glowing substance. Why would you put your fingers in it? But John was like, it's fine. He's not a scientist.
Yeah,
I'll
he's
let it
military.
Go.
He's not a scientist. It's whatever.
Yeah, I'll never forget how often I yelled at Prometheus because that's the most infuriating movie I've ever seen in my fucking life. Anyway, now we're in a room full of...
Chock full of scientists.
The most intelligent people that America has to offer.
And they have invented Metal Belt.
And they have... They're like, he's sedated. Haven't you seen Independence Day, you dumb assholes?
You'd think so.
Mm-hmm. I guess not, though.
I guess not.
I wonder what's going to happen.
I don't know. But before it happens,
sure,
we find out that this predator actually has human DNA. So they brought Olivia Munn in to confirm one way or the other if somebody fucked an alien.
I do like how they flat out said it. There were a couple of gems in this, and that was kind of one. She was just like, do you want me to like let you know if someone fucked an alien? And he was like, yes.
Yes.
And then I started looking up the plot of the second one to see if I missed something really delightful.
Right? Some sultry post-credit scene.
God, right? Love an alien fucking movie. Wreck me that, Hollywood.
We find out afterwards that's probably not what happened. No. They don't confirm 100% it's not. They
it's
just,
not.
Well, we don't know 100%. All we know... is that they definitely used another method. We don't know that they didn't also use
the fucking
method.
Well, I mean, in my Predator erotica fan fiction, you know how it's going to happen.
I do. So the other Predator ship that was hunting the first one has now arrived at Earth. Kind of in the background this whole time, Rory has now found They found the box that was sent. It was supposed to go to a P.O. box. Apparently that got forwarded to the home address. So Rory kind of opens it up and finds all the stuff inside and starts playing with it. So
Rory is Quinn's son. John didn't establish that yet.
Oh, yes. I wrote a note and then I didn't read that note.
No, it's okay. So the P.O. box that Quinn, the army man, sent the Predator shit to is closed. So it got forwarded to his old house where his wife and child are. And Rory just kind of cracked it open and is now playing with it.
Yeah.
It's a helmet and I think the wrist, right?
Yep, helmet and the wrist bit.
Yeah,
so
wrist bit.
Wrist bit.
It's their version of Fitbit.
Now he immediately kind of understands how this technology works.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know.
Because he's autistic, so yes. He would just know how it works.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But him reactivating it, I think, also served as a beacon for the other ship, which has now made its way here, and instead of going to the house, I guess, where the beacon was enabled, it goes to where the other predator's being held.
Yeah, I don't know if they establish why or not. It takes, we don't see it for a long time, that ship, I feel like.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the lab, the predator woke up.
Yes.
Who could have seen this coming?
Now remember, he's here to save us. So naturally,
yes, this is our savior and friend, Predator, to the rescue. He wakes up and kills literally everyone here.
I don't understand.
Now Olivia Munn gets...
If they wanted that to be the plot of the movie, you have to pick one. Either the predators are here to kill everyone, or the predator is here to save against other predators. You have to choose.
You say that, but it turns out you don't have to choose.
I'm so mad. Who wrote this schlock? It's not even good schlock. Anyway.
Now, Olivia Munn's trying to escape. She is in a decontamination chamber.
She did steal some shit on the way out.
She did steal a little bit of shit.
Stole some, like, yellow serum and a trank gun.
She, however, is now naked and being decontaminated. The predator walks right past and kind of looks at her and is like,
I thought we were gonna get that scene.
Right, I thought we were finally gonna get to see whether the predator fucked.
I mean, I'm glad we didn't in this context.
Yeah,
but I was also like, a lot of porn I've seen have started this way.
Yeah, didn't happen. Just kind of leaves her be, doesn't see her as a threat. Walks on by. Meanwhile, when the predator started escaping, they had called the bus where Quinn was being held and was like, uh-oh, we've got a problem. Redirect that bus. Get over here. Mm-hmm. So they get there just in time for the predator to have broken out. And
Yes, this is validating for Quinn, who told everyone that he saw an alien and they laughed at him.
Yes.
But now they're like, oh, an alien. I do like how they believe it right away after they see.
Yeah.
And because especially because from far away.
It didn't look just kind of looked like someone jumping from on the rooftop. Yeah. It was a very far distance.
Like that guy's got a weird outfit on.
Yeah.
That's all I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You got to get the movie going.
Yeah. They believed. They decide this is a dangerous place for them to be, so they decide to take over the bus so that they can escape. Before they escape, Quinn decides he wants to get a shot at that alien who killed his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, first, let me get a shot at it. I'm a sniper. Get me close. To which Rebecca replied, isn't that the opposite of where you want to be if you are a sniper? And yeah, it is.
I know gun nut, but I have played a lot of video games. It was really funny the way he said it. It wasn't like a joke. He was like, I'm a sniper, just get me close. You could have easily remedied that line. It made it sound infinitely more badass. I'm a sniper, just get him in my sight.
Yeah. You know,
something like that. I just need to see him.
But they don't give him a rifle after that. They give him a shotgun. So he actually does have to get in close. I don't know how his sniper skills translate into shotgun skills.
No.
Probably not great, but...
I feel like so often with action films, they're kind of playing around. We have cool lines, and also this looks cool. And those don't always line up.
Speaking of which, we very quickly got to get to the chopper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Says it.
Literally didn't Nebraska. Write down any of their names.
His name's Nebraska. I would say he's the most important one after Quinn. Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's in Moonlight. He's a pretty famous actor. I don't know people's names, like, at all. That's okay. You can keep going.
So, yeah, Nebraska says, get to the chopper. Now, if I remember correctly here, too, I'm not misremembering, I don't think. They don't get to a chopper. It's just something he says. There was no chopper in this scene.
There were motorcycles. Do people call them choppers sometimes?
Oh my god, was he referring to a fucking motorcycle?
They all ride motorcycles after that. Don't you remember?
I do remember them riding motorcycles, but it would have been...
Yeah, he was talking about all the motorcycles.
What a wild way to frame that line.
I know. He said, get to the choppers. He was like, get to the choppers.
Man.
This guy's also in Bird Box, by the way. He was the guy in Bird Box.
Oh, was he the husband?
Yeah, kind of like the boyfriend, husband. It's like a post-apocalypse thing, so.
We don't like labels in the post-apocalypse.
I just mean, like, I don't think we're officially, like, legally married, because there was no government. But yeah. Loved him in that movie.
Mm. In this whole scene, they're trying to kind of kill the predator. They're chasing him down in the bus beforehand. Olivia Munn's now out, and she's also chasing him down, trying to sedate him. She accidentally shoots herself in the foot with a tranquilizer gun. So now she's also now in a position where she's stolen some stuff, and she gets caught, and they're like, all right, we'll kill her and bring the stuff back. But Quinn is able to rescue her before they kill her, so they drive off into the sunset safely together. And the predator escapes by hopping into the back of like a transport wagon and killing everybody in the back of the transport wagon. Mm-hmm. And then when the driver is like, hey, is everything all right back there? He cuts someone's arm off and then poses the hand to be a thumbs up and just holds the thumbs up through
through like the window.
The window.
Yeah, I think his arm was like just already cut off. But yeah, our hero, everybody.
He's saving lives.
Like, I like a morally gray hero, but I think this is crossing a line.
So the soldiers are hiding out in, like, a motel. Olivia's still asleep on the bed.
This is the one scene I like in the movie a lot. There are a few things done kind of well here, but yeah.
So the soldiers, they know how weird it's going to be when she wakes up from this trank sleep and finds herself alone in a room with a bunch of weird men that she's never met before. So they're trying to put her at ease by surrounding her on the bed with tokens that she thinks that they think like a woman might like a cup of tea and a little unicorn made out of aluminum foil.
It's very sweet. Like, it's a really cute scene. And just the idea that they acknowledge the fact that she would be very uncomfortable is important and very good. Something that the first Predator movie never did. I mean, they didn't really have time for it, But, you know, they never acknowledge the fact that they're dragging this woman and just the implications here. And, but yeah, they do like it. And I think even Quinn, before they're even in the room, he's like, is she going to be safe alone in there with them? Because he doesn't know those guys very well. Hmm. And I don't remember exactly what Nebraska said, but he's basically like, yeah, she's safe. But yeah, I don't know. It's just something that's not acknowledged very often.
Yeah, so she wakes up. She freaks out a little bit, but everything's all right. Now...
Well, I did like the... it was funny. So they intentionally pose a shotgun not that far. She grabs it, and then they had bets going on whether or not she was going to grab the shotgun. Quinn tries to get it from her, and she pulls the trigger, and they also had bets on whether or not she was going to pull the trigger. It was obviously unloaded. They, like, set it up there. But they do convince her, like, hey, they're going to kill you. Hang with us.
So she does.
Yeah.
Now, Quinn... they decide to, I forget exactly what happened that they realized that the shipment had gone to Rory instead of the P.O. box. I feel like there was some sort of messaging around that, but Quinn knew that he had to go home and find Rory.
Yeah, I don't know if they even acknowledge this, really, because I don't know how he would have known. But they basically just kind of establish that the Predator is going to get his old gear. He's looking for something. And he's like, I know where he's going.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's got to go home.
He's got to go home. Unfortunately,
Since
when
you
he
can't
gets there...
go home. Sorry.
When he gets there, Rory's not there. It is Halloween, and Rory is out trick-or-treating with his cool new Predator mask.
This is a wild ride.
It is a wild ride indeed. So, the bullies find Rory again. They recognize him despite this mask being fucking huge. I would not have recognized anyone under it. They immediately recognize Rory.
I wouldn't have recognized you.
No. And Rory decides to ignore them and trick or treat a little bit, knocks on a door. They don't answer, so he starts walking away. And then whoever lived in the house, he's like, hey, here's a fucking treat for you, and just throw some shit at him. I don't even know what he threw. But it was, like, solid enough that it, like, thonked off the back of his head.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, an egg or something harmless.
What kind of neighborhood are they living in that this grown adult throws shit at kids who try to trick-or-treat there?
Yeah. Well, either way, the mask does not like this. It has some sort of self-defense built in, so when Rory gets hit, it fucking fires a missile and blows up the goddamn house.
Do you think this is a setting, like, back at the Predator planet, can they, like, not, like, pull pranks on each other? They just immediately get shot.
Hey, if you can't survive a good prank, then you don't deserve to be a Predator.
Oh, one thing they do establish, by the way, is the fact that they're not Predators. This happens earlier in the movie. Olivia Munn's kind of like, well, they're not really Predators then, if that's what they do. Like, they're not doing it to survive. They're more like bass fishing.
Yeah.
I like that she compared it to just, like, fishing or hunting.
Yeah, they're like game hunters.
Yeah, they're like game hunters, and that's also brought up later, Nebraska.
Nebraska,
because she's like, they're called a Predator, and he was like, well, they're not really Predator.
Thank you, that's what I said. Yeah.
But it is a cooler word. They also acknowledge that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quinn decides he needs to go out and find Rory, who's out trick-or-treating. He's going. The rest of the people that he brought with him, the rest of the soldiers, they're not really following him. It's like, oh, this, I don't know, this kind of seems like a you problem. And Nebraska's like, no, I mean, he seems like good people. And his wife is there. So he's like, tell me about your husband. So she starts listing off all of his accomplishments in battle and
his being established sniper.
Yeah. You know, how many medals of honor he's won and all this stuff. It's like, you know, he might not be a great husband, but he's a great soldier. And so Nebraska's like, that's all I need to hear. And he goes out to help. And then he turns back and no one else seems to be interested in going. And he calls them all pussies.
I do like how one of them was like, well, he sounds like he could take care of himself then.
It's like, oh,
this is another good scene. Any scene where all the army dudes are together was funny.
And then one of the other dudes goes up to his wife and it's like, I didn't like your speech. It wasn't inspiring to me. But he called me a pussy, and nobody calls me a pussy, so I'm gonna go home.
I don't like how many times between this and the first Predator movie that you've had to say the word pussy.
I didn't think this would be my evening, but here we are.
It's just not a word I like hearing come out of your mouth.
It's got a bad mouth feel.
It does have a bad, well, it has a bad ear feel for me, I guess.
Aurally displeasing. Sonically, I guess, displeasing.
Yeah.
So after blowing up the house, Rory runs to his comfort spot, which I guess is a nearby baseball field, and a friendly dog comes out and meets him in the field. Friendly pit bull.
Yeah.
And then less friendly predator pit bulls pop out.
Yes. You could tell they're predator dogs because they also have the dreadlocks that predators have.
Yep. You know, for reasons. Which I guess they try and explain away a little later, which seems like a throwaway line that was put in after the visual effects came out, but
yeah,
they were like, oh, maybe they're sensory input or something.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of talks have happened about like the racial connotations of giving the predators locks in the first place. Again, we can't comment on that, but the dogs having them was hilarious.
Yeah, at this we were also curious, like, is this movie gonna kill off that pit bull? Like, are we gonna have to watch a dog die? Luckily, we do not have to watch a dog die. That is not why this has a 5.7. Look, 5.2, I forget already.
Whatever it was, yeah.
But they show up just in time to rescue them from the predator puppies. one of them gets exploded with a grenade, and the other one, Nebraska, just kind of point blank shoots in the head, which does not kill it, but it does seem stunned and just... it starts ignoring them and wandering away, and they just kind of let it go.
Yeah. He comes back every once in a while, but he doesn't really have any place. I don't know. I thought they were going to use him in some way later, but they really don't.
He gets used that one time.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then Predator shows up.
Our hero, remember.
Our hero. He shows up and chases them into a school and confronts them.
Okay, so he wants his helmet back. Because I was going to say, what he sent to Earth and why he came here isn't even with them.
No.
I thought this entire time that they were carrying the like piece of technology that the Predator had brought to Earth. No, he just wants his helmet.
Yeah, he just wants his fucking sweet-ass helmet back.
I guess I get it, but also,
give me my
like,
glove, brah.
I don't know. Just like point at it and be like, helmet. Please.
I guess this one didn't actually attack them to start. This one, when they first encountered it, jumped up onto a van. It did, I guess it did pick one of them up by the throat or by the, I forget whether he grabbed the shirt or not. But they all pointed their guns at him and he didn't shoot back. He just kind of like gestured his finger as like, you know, put your guns down, which they did. And he seemed fine with it. But then he got distracted and they all picked their guns back up again and started firing at him.
It was like the writers remembered, oh, wait, he's supposed to be here to help them. And also, I don't want all these main characters to die yet. So.
unfortunately for all of them, the big predator.
Well, we didn't know it was a big predator.
That's true. We didn't know quite yet. The other predator shows up at this point, the one who, you know, was chasing him through the space times. and it just fucking wrecks this one. They get into a fist fight, and that's when we see that this one that's chasing it is way bigger. So the small one was spliced with human DNA, and we don't know what this one was spliced with, but clearly the human DNA splice, not a winner. So yeah, it basically, it gets punched in the face once, and
it's
dead. And during this fight, there are shots fired at it, and Olivia Munn sees that it, as it's being fired at, it develops an exoskeleton underneath its skin that blocks the shots.
Yeah, they'll not remember this later.
They will not. It does enlighten her, though, like, oh, I see what this is. Like, they are splicing themselves with, you know, when they're hunting things, they're taking the spines back with them. We thought it was just trophies, but actually they're taking the spinal fluid and they're doing experiments so they can splice their genes with the conquered enemies.
It's the midichlorians, everybody. Awful. I feel like this right here just annihilates the first movie and what made it good. I was completely fine with this just being poachers. They're just game hunters. That to me is more interesting than them trying to... I'm okay with them, like... At first, when they said they were splicing their DNA with humans, I was like, oh, because one of them, like, humans killed a predator. So maybe in their heads, they were like, we gotta go back, get some DNA, because holy shit, humans are dope. But it didn't seem like that's what they were going for. It almost seemed like predators went to planets specifically for this purpose.
To, like, make themselves stronger. Yeah. Which...
Yeah.
I feel like, in my head canon, Predator Planet is probably split really hard between these two lines, where the one is, oh, we need to go to other planets, kill things, and then incorporate their DNA into ours so we become stronger. And then I bet the other half are like, no, we just need to keep hunting. And if we can't beat them, we can't fucking beat them. We lost. Suck it up. We just need to be better.
Maybe. Or there could be a part that's like, we need to use technology to make ourselves stronger, not, you know, other creatures.
Like one are doing push-ups to get stronger and the other ones are relying on science like fucking nerds.
This did remind me, though, if you're interested in the idea of a sci-fi where aliens are combining themselves with other creatures to further their evolution, Lilith's Brood by Octavia E. Butler. Phenomenal trilogy of books. It's less violent, less that kind of story, but if you're interested in that idea, really good stuff.
Good stuff. So one of the we mentioned one of the alien dogs didn't die, just kind of wandered away. It has now wandered to their hideout. It's kind of been following them. Does not seem to be aggressive or anything. It's just kind of, it's actually wagging its tail when it runs into them next, and it's just just vibing. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out. So they're like, all right, cool, I guess he can stay. Now the bad guys have also found the good guys' hideout.
The bad military guys.
Bad military men. So they capture them, start asking them all sorts of questions. Other bad military guys have found Quinn's home, so they're also kind of holding Quinn's wife hostage.
This does not come back.
No.
No.
This is only here so we can watch Big Alien kill more people.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, immediately next, the big predator goes to Rory's home looking for the stuff, which isn't there anymore.
The stuff.
The agents that are there attack it. I don't know what they thought was going to happen, but we knew it was going to happen, and it happened. He went on a murder spree. Did not kill Rory's wife, or Quinn's wife, because, mm-hmm. you know, he donk her.
She was just chilling, and then we don't see her again.
No, that is the last time we see her.
Yep, that's the last time we see her. I mean, she's fine. She's, like, mentioned later, but there's only room for one female in this movie.
Yeah, Olivia Munn. Now, the big bad military man is questioning Quinn, and he's questioning Olivia Munn mm-hmm. at this point, and she's kind of asking, like, why are you doing this? Why are they doing this? Like, what is going on here? And he spills the beans. He says, how long do we expect to be here? Like, with global warming the way it is, we've got, you know...
A couple generations
to live. Like, they want to harvest our DNA while they still can. So they're going to come here and they're going to get it. And...
Yes, or take over the planet. They mentioned that predators seem to live in warmer environments anyway, so... They might be able to thrive here.
Mm.
Which, I mean, honestly, let them have it then.
Yeah. Can we trade these? But the other predator was here because he was trying to protect us by giving us some sort of technology that would help us...
Defend
against this invasion.
Mm-hmm. You could tell they really thought they were going to get another movie out of this, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, but...
So Big Bad Military Man kidnaps Rory so he can get them onto the crashed ship because, as we remember, Rory knows how their technology works because he looked at it. So
for a few hours.
Yeah. And it works. He gets him onto the ship. Luckily, Quinn is able to sneak onto the ship using a cloaking device that, you know, he had stolen from the ship in the very first scene.
It's the one he ate. He swallowed it. Did we bring that up?
We didn't bring it up.
Oh, okay. He swallowed.
It's like a little metal ball.
Mm-hmm. And so he didn't send that to the B.O. box. He swallowed it. So at some point during the rest of this movie, he shat it out and cleaned it off.
Yep. And has given it to several people to hold on to.
Yeah.
Hope he disinfected that.
Probably not.
You nasty Quinn. So he kills a dude on the ship in front of his son. And then he takes...
His son's totally chill with this.
Totally chill.
And he's like, good job, Dad. He's like 8. I don't know if we establish how young he is. He's not like a 15-year-old. He's like an 8-year-old.
He's pretty young.
Yeah.
He takes the other big bad military man hostage, brings him outside. His crew is there kind of as backup around the perimeter. But then the big bad alien comes, and he does predator things.
Mm-hmm.
He just murders a bunch of folk and then walks onto the ship and uses their translator to talk to the humans and says, I want, God, what's his name? McCormick?
McKinnon?
McKinney?
McKinnon? McKinnon.
We never established his last name.
That's Quinn's
last name is McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Which right away, they're like, oh, they just said they want McKinnon. He wants the kid.
What? No.
Oh, whatever.
No, he wants McKinnon.
Uh-huh. Well,
McKinnon. Clearly, yeah. Quinn. He's a warrior.
Yeah, sure. He's like, there's one warrior among you, McKinnon. I want him as my prize. Did you like my Predator impression?
It was very good.
Thank you. We're running really long. I guess we'll just keep running.
So he says, I'm going to give you all a head start. You can run away before I come and get you.
And now this is when the Predator movie begins.
Yeah, the Predator movie begins an hour and a half into the movie.
This is what I wanted from a Predator movie. And it's a 10-minute long scene, I think.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of people left for him to kill at this point, but he gets a few in.
There's all the main characters.
That's true, and he does go through most of them.
Mm-hmm. Including Key.
Yep. Key and Thomas Jane die at the same time. They're both mortally wounded, so they shoot each other. It's very romantic.
Oh, my God.
But not as romantic as the movie wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And then the predator, I mean, takes out the big bad military man like a turbo chump in like half a second.
Oh my God, it
basically
happened
off screen.
Yeah, that's how fast it was. Almost off screen. It took me a second. If you blinked, you would have missed it. Luckily, I blinked right before, and I was like, was that like the main bad guy besides the predator, obviously? Oh, I guess he's dead now.
He put up a good fight.
Yeah. And I don't even know what happened. Someone, like, said his name, and he went, oh, and looked over, and then he just exploded.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he died. Couldn't tell you. And I was watching the whole time.
And then the Predator gets Rory, brings him on the ship with him. The remaining crew decide, we gotta take this ship down. So they jump onto the back of the ship to try and take it down.
Yeah.
They're not having a whole lot of luck.
Meanwhile, Olivia Munn's on the ground still shooting at it with a little gun. Well, it's a bigger gun, but not big enough to take down a giant alien spaceship.
Also not having a lot of luck.
Mm-hmm.
The Predator engages his shield, which Quinn ducks under, so the shield is, you know, above him. Nebraska is on top of.
Yeah, and he jumps, I guess.
And then one of the other crew is in the middle of and gets chopped in half.
Yeah. This was interesting because I never actually thought about, like, how...
the physics of
yeah,
that
physics
type of shield.
Yeah, the physics of the shield, yeah.
Now, they start flying into the air. From what I could gather, the air is probably very, very thin up here, so Nebraska is very quickly having a hard time breathing.
It happened very fast. I didn't think they got that high yet.
It did.
I was like, are they already in space? What the shit?
No. It honestly looked... Yeah.
Yeah, like they were like a hot air balloon doesn't even go that high, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But he started running out of air. He's like, oh, this is it for me. And so he sees that one of the engines is damaged, so he jumps into the...
Nebraska.
God, what are they called? The
propeller?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of those propeller engine things.
Yeah.
And that downs the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn, meanwhile, jumps inside the ship... through ways, slides down the shield on the inside, immediately dodges straight into a predator skill shot.
He's like ducked in cover, and the predator shoots a rope at him rather than exploding him, because you know he's a protagonist.
Yeah,
and he jumps into the rope. It's really funny. This whole scene was like so bad.
Yeah, it was extra good.
Not a lot of dumb stuff happens, and then they eventually crash on the ground.
God, I completely missed the line, Olivia Munn's line earlier, where she said, "Getting the fuck out of here is my middle name."
Oh, I like how you deemed that appropriate enough to write down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always, you know, you always see people say, like, danger's my middle name. Mm-hmm. I very rarely hear...
Getting the fuck out is my middle name.
Getting the fuck out of here. It's an impractically long middle name. Don't name your kids, you know, Timothy getting the fuck out of here, Smith.
Sure.
Now we're getting a big showdown. Mm-hmm. So
my favorite in every movie.
It is your favorite. This one features Quinn, Olivia, Rory, and their puppy, who are all working together to take down the big bad predator.
The predator puppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quinn does army gunny stuff. Olivia tosses some weaponry to Quinn and jumps on his back and like shoots him a bunch because she has the cloaking device now. She's holding the poop ball and she jumps on the back, shoots a bunch, doesn't do a whole lot, but and then the puppy comes and the puppy's got an explosive in its mouth which it throws up and Olivia picks up and tosses to Quinn. The predator is leaning up against its own ship and Rory enables the shields again and cuts off the predator's arm. It's a team effort all around. And then they successfully defeat it. And
no mud on the face or anything.
No mud on the face. It kind of looked like there was going to be a scene moving there, because when the ship crashes, they land like in a swamp and he has to drag through the mud a bit. So he thought maybe, but they cut that homage short.
Yeah, they have better vision this time.
They do have better vision. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, their non-helmeted vision also zooms, just like their eyes now.
It's the upgrade, honey.
It's a little weird. So it's lying, dying on the ground, and Quinn walks up and says, "What are you?" And it starts trying to talk, and then he's like, "Shut the fuck up," and then shoots him in the face.
Oh, Christ.
So I still don't know what it is.
No. Well, it's a predator, honey.
I guess. So now we flash forward a bit. Quinn has been promoted. They're on some sort of military base. Rory's here, too.
He just works here now.
He just works here. And they find out that the first predator who showed up had built a failsafe into the ship so that if it was blown up or anything like that, it would jettison the cargo to safety.
Yay.
So they have what the predator sent here. They don't know what it is. It's in kind of a little cargo thing, so they open it up, and it immediately kind of jumps out at the scientist. It is a gauntlet, which immediately envelops his whole body, and it's like a mecha predator suit, which assesses everyone in the room and decides they are not predators, and then disables itself and then falls to the floor again.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much where the movie ended.
Yes. They're kind of just like, "What's that?" And Quinn's like, "That's my new outfit.
Hope it comes in 42 long."
Which John then said, "That's his dick size," as the movie was ending. There was so much time to speculate what was in the container because it took them 8 million years to open it. And
it really did.
There was black goo, and we were like, "Is it an alien? Oh, did they send an alien?"
It would have been the greatest, like, got you, fucking punked losers.
Here, I have a face hugger, bitch.
It'll kill the predators, but it's gonna get you too.
So how did you feel about the predator?
It was, you know, I don't feel like I disliked it as much as you did. Yeah. Obviously, there were a lot of things in it that sucked, but I wasn't as bored as you were.
Yeah.
I did love that the one predator who, you know, invented this thing that was going to destroy other predators was the predator that they spliced with human DNA, which was so much, it was so very human. Just like as soon as you get the DNA in you, you start thinking like, "Huh, now how can I kill others of my kind? What is the most efficient way to murder my brethren?"
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I think this could have been an okay movie with a few things changed. obviously take out the autism rep or fix it because you done bad. You done did it bad. The second is if they didn't have, if they weren't predators, I think. If they had, if this was just an alien movie on, like, not tied to any franchise, I understand why it is. But I think if they were just some kind of alien creatures unestablished, I would have liked that a lot more. You'd have to do it a little bit differently. But to me, this ruined what was interesting about Predator. And it didn't make me any more interested in the Predator creatures at all. Yeah, so I wasn't really a fan of all of that. I liked the ragtag group. They were a little too big, and so we don't have time to linger with them. So I actually think taking out Rory, the kid, entirely would have been nice, and having, like, fine. Yeah, and having more focus on this group of kind of banished army men and the different reasons for why they were kind of tossed aside. And none of them were for, like, really, really bad reasons. Like, they weren't, like, murderers or anything, I don't think.
I just realized we never specified why they decided to take Rory, which was yes, the other really.
That's another, that was, like, the main, like, really problematic thing about the movie. Olivia Munn drops a line at some point where she's like, you know, some people think that, you know, the autism spectrum isn't a disorder. I think it's the next step in human evolution. Okay, Olivia Munn. I shouldn't say she didn't write the line, but it did come out of her fucking mouth. She could have said no to the line. She's Olivia Munn. I think she had enough pull. But yeah, that is why the Predator takes Rory, because he is the next step in human evolution.
A warrior.
There's so much wrong with this, as I'm sure you can imagine. Just the othering of autistic people and so much. But yeah, that is a massive problem in the movie for me, for sure. Yeah, it was hard to like this. A couple of good scenes kind of ruined by everything else. Mm-hmm.
Now, can you... So I like the new Predator stealth effects. They look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible to have an invading alien with those stealth effects anymore, now that Predator has... It seems like Predator has kind of cornered the market on those.
I mean, a bit. I think you could have done it in a way that, like, maybe people would be like, hey, that's like the Predator. But, I mean, you can make them look entirely different, and that alone would be good.
Yeah, and they're such a unique-looking alien.
They are.
You don't have to work hard to make them look different.
Absolutely, I agree. They don't even have to be humanoid. I mean, they can be if you want, but get creative, you know? Come on, you're fucking writers. You're filmmakers. You can do it. I get why. I get. Nobody would have saw it, maybe. Maybe they were worried about that nobody would have seen it. It's kind of like 10 Cloverfield Lane, that movie. I don't think that was supposed to be tied to Cloverfield at all, but they were, like, worried that people weren't going to see it. So they were like, let's tie it to Cloverfield. Fucking phenomenal movie.
I was
going to
say, that was a much better example of a tie-in.
Did not need the tie-in. I was fine with it, but really genuinely didn't need the tie-in. It was so good. But yeah, I don't know. It was mostly kind of boring. It wasn't a fun action sci-fi for me, aside from, you know, a few things were fun. It definitely felt more like a sci-fi movie than a Predator movie. And I know I complained that I wish Predator was a bit more of a horror film. Compared to this, Predator was a horror film.
Yeah.
And in, like, a way that I really enjoyed. This was so much a sci-fi adventure action film. Not even adventure action.
No jump scare, no, like, sneaking, no, like, surprise or anything. Like, it was very linear.
Yeah, there was no terror, really, in it. And that's such a good thing about Predator, is this unknown thing in the jungle hunting you. And finding out that it's not, like, a lion. It's an intelligent creature from far away. There specifically to kill you for funsies. That's such a good story. So this is just kind of, honestly, really bland in comparison. Kind of boring.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's my feeling
on
it.
That made me think of Ghost in the Darkness.
I don't know that.
It was a Val Kilmer movie.
Oh.
Where there were a pair of tigers who were... hunting people.
Oh my god, I have seen that movie. No, lions. There were lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mark made us watch that movie. Okay, let me tell you that story real quick. All right, so my best friend Sarah and her husband Mark, they briefly for like a year-ish lived in like this cabin in Massachusetts. And it was very creepy and wonderful. Loved it. I stayed there once. And there was a really massive storm. So we were like, we have to watch horror movies. We're in this cabin in a storm. And Mark's like, oh, I've got just the thing. And it was this Val Kilmer lion hunting movie.
Consider it a horror movie.
Me neither. And neither would Sarah. We were like, Mark, this is, what did you make us watch? This is not a horror movie. And he's like, I don't know. I was a kid. I thought it was scary. Anyway, that's how I saw that bad movie.
Aww. I liked it. I wouldn't consider it a horror movie.
Anyway, that was Predator. I'm definitely going to make John watch Predators, I think, and I'd like to rewatch it. Maybe we'll do a little touch on it next week. Mm-hmm. Although, I think John knows what our next franchise is.
Hell yeah. Join us next week when we'll be talking about... Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. Mortal Kombat!
Until next time, watch the best.
And save the rest for us.
Pussy.
John, no!